we look at something in Baptist history each morning, and last week we started a story about a father and son, both named Adoniram Judson. And I mentioned to you last week, just to review, that the father, Adoniram Sr., was a Congregationalist pastor. He was very, though, concerned about the liberalism that was coming into the Congregationalist church, and he would preach hard against that, and therefore he was not very popular in that denomination. In fact, he was dismissed from several churches, and as you know, as that liberalism crept in, and as he preached against it, a son was born to them, which of course was Adoniram Judson Jr. And that is the Adoniram Judson that we know as the great missionary that went to Burma later. But, you know, it's interesting to me that he grew up in this godly Christian home, pastor's home, and he wasn't saved. He never was saved during that time. He was a brilliant child. I chuckle when I think, you know, next time we think our children are really smart, compare them to Adoniram reading a chapter of of the Bible to his dad when he was 3 years old. So, you know, just throw that out there. We all think our children and grandchildren, especially, are prodigies. And anyway, so at 16, Adoniram Jr. was ready to enter college. His dad recommended he not go to one of the Congregationalist schools for the same reason that his dad was preaching against heresies that were coming into the Congregational church. And so he went to Rhode Island College in Providence, Rhode Island. I think later that was Brown University, and of course he was 16, very brilliant young man, and made a marked impression on the faculty in a very, very astute student body, as I mentioned last week. But the thing that was happening in maybe colleges all across maybe Europe and America was that there was a lot of I don't know what to call it exactly, but French infidelity coming into the schools, into the Christian schools that was being taught. And Adoniram, young Adoniram, was really caught up or really fascinated by a young man that was a year older than him named Jacob Eames. And he was a very talented young man, witty, very smart, but he was a confirmed deist. And he did not believe salvation. He believed basically was in a sense an atheist, and this caught the attention of this young man, and he too became a deist. And Jacob Eames graduated in 1806. Judson graduated in 1807, and essentially he was running from the Lord. He envisioned himself as a great actor or poet, and he ran to New York, where he thought all the action was. Was very disappointed there. Kind of lived as a vagabond for several months, and then decided this was not for him. He was going home, and on his way home he stopped at an inn, just for an evening to sleep. And it was there, and of course, this is how a guy got a hold of his heart, that there was a man dying in the room next to him, and the innkeeper had warned him, you know, it's going to be kind of loud, this guy's dying, and that was the Scandus's early 1800s. So, so he was kept up all night by the noises and the groans and people coming back and forth and the screams of this man, and this man died in the night. And the next morning, he inquired as to who this man was, and it was none other than his schoolmate, Jacob Eames. And that just shook him to his core. And God used that then a couple months later as he went home to, he was led to the Lord and followed the Lord. And so the parents are very excited about that, as you can imagine, because now they assume that this young man will follow their father into the ministry and become a great pastor. He actually was offered a very lucrative position at one of the leading Congregationalist churches. But they soon realized that God's will was paramount. But he decided with several of his classmates to follow the Lord to the mission field. Now, that is not unusual in our circles, but in that day, this would be the first missionaries from the Americas to a foreign field. And so nobody had done that before. And you can imagine that's kind of an emotional roller coaster ride for his parents. But he and several other folks, namely a man named Luther Rice, boarded a ship and headed to Burma. And that trip was not a quick trip. This is the early 1800s, and that trip would take about 4 months. Well, in that 4 months, you may remember from Adoniram Judson's story, that they had a lot of time to read their Bible and study and get ready for, prepare their hearts for the field. And one of the things they wanted to visit, revisit in the Scripture as they traveled was this idea of infant baptism. They had decided they were going to look at that in the Bible. And, of course, the Bible doesn't teach infant baptism, but, of course, the Congregationalist Church does. And so convinced that the Congregational Church was wrong about this and following Scripture, Adoniram Judson and his wife and Luther Rice all came to embrace the Baptist position of believers' immersion. And furthermore, so his parents are hearing this as they get to the field. His parents are hearing, oh, no, now he's not even going to the mission field, but now he's not a Congregationalist anymore. He's become a Baptist. And then furthermore, of course, because he had in good conscience, he had to resign from the Congregational Ministries Mission Society and the Congregationalist Ministry. This must have been a total shock to his parents. Now, think of that, because that was all his support. So now he's on the mission field, has decided in the boat ride over to become a Baptist. So he resigns and has no support from any of the Congregationalist churches. And so Luther Rice was single. And it was decided that he would go back to the United States. And again, this is a review of many of the stories we've heard. But he went back to the United States to raise money in the Baptist churches because they had to have support. They had to eat. And so he went back to the United States. And at one point, he did visit Adoniram's father and mother. And he said in a letter to the Judsons that he sent back to Adoniram Jr., he said, "I have not been able to visit until quite recently. In your father's house, I felt as if among my own relations. Your parents and sister were in usual health. Your father inquired respecting my change of sentiment and present views, but made not a single remark tending to the support of infant baptism." And that may have been because his father was also struggling with this as he read his Bible, realizing that the church he was ordained under was wrong about this issue. Adoniram Sr. would eventually come to the same conclusion as his son, that the Baptist position was correct. And at age 67, this dear man of God resigned his congregational pastorate in Plymouth, Massachusetts. And August 31st, 1817, he and his wife were immersed by Dr. Baldwin and became members of the Second Baptist Church of Boston. And really the story is about these two, the father and son, these two men. But just concluding about the father was faithful to the Lord and faithful as a Baptist minister until he died at 74. And we just want to thank the Lord. I think it's an interesting story, kind of a fun story to see how this all transpired, especially in the middle of that, the great story about Adoniram Jr.'s conversion. And what a tremendous encouraging and exciting story that is. But I wanted to tell the story about his father this morning and Adoniram Judson Sr., who we don't know much about. He's overshadowed by his son and the great work he did in Burma. But we want to thank the Lord this morning for these two men and their stand, a difficult stand at times, for the Scripture and the Scripture's position on these important doctrines.